The board in the last few months has seen a string of local buildings and neighborhoods enter the process to become landmarks, often what Chair Gwen Howard calls low-hanging fruit. That's sites like the electric tower downtown. Once the application goes to the board, it's required to evaluate and, if approved, hold a public hearing and then make a recommendation to the council for landmarking, if it decides to. Yesterday, it tabled landmark East High School after board member Terry Robinson says it needs more recent history in the application. Robinson says landmark status has many aspects.
If there is a under-resourced community group or something of that sort that says, hey, here's a landmark structure in the neighborhood, we don't have the resources to do it, but if we approach the preservation board, they will undertake that because this is their policy. So it's two-sided. It explains what we do and the way we do it.
The board has new applications for the Cargill Superior Elevator, the Samuel Schenck House on Bailey, and the Franklin Street building, which once housed the Rue Franklin restaurant and apartments. New board member Terrence Gilbride says what he wants is the context of the applications and why the board decided to push forward with a large array of landmark applications. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.